His effigy of flesh lies so gentle in death's soft repose. The mortal time has been stilled to allow the soul to cross into the afterlife and recompose. Apprehension stalls our step and stutters the blood in dread as we timidly move forward in fear of waking this ever so silent dead. Trembling hands are placed upon cheek and brow, a tenderness far too late, for this spirit has already passed through the turnstiles of fate. The cold shortening of rigor has pulled the mouth open wide, as though it be shouting its final word that nobody but itself ever heard. Whispering in silent prayer, we shuffle our quiet vigil in pensive care, so as not to wake the omens from their spiritual sleeping lair. His face was that of a battle shield from Braveheart, scarred by a life misspent, as a gunslinger who rode shotgun in a hell-raising short lament. Ananti mentions the mess of his unkempt hair and how they should have combed it and found him something better to wear. But all I can see is that cold cadaver stare, looking strangely back with its glassy, black, vacant glare.